Lazarus. There are things, perhaps, a father should not write. How his five-year-old clings through night in fits of sleep, almost as a woman might to the man lost in grief, stroking his face, his feet, caressing him back to life. And what if that Lazarus, whose absent wife brought no tenderness to his tomb, who died alive awaiting the lover's Pentecost, felt his doomed body visited in stupor of emergent death, not by the man of the cross, but by innocent son, by spotless daughter, who melt a stiffened heart and stir the stifled breath.